The debate over adding at-large seats to the Urbana City Council illustrates political divisions in the city, divisions between black and white, Republican and Democrat. At a recent public forum on the at-large referendum, one question read to the panelists showed the division between neighborhoods.
Explain geographic concentration of alderpersons in West Urbana. How do they represent me in East Urbana? Why does West Urbana have new streetlights and East Urbana empty stores?
Some supporters of at-large seats believe the city council is dominated by West Side residents, and that electing members from wards gives the East Side and its higher voter turnout short shrift. But at the forum, pro-at-large speaker Chris Alex said he wasn't attacking the ward system.
We believe in the benefits of the ward system, but we also accept its limitations, which are its inability to deal with ongoing uneven growth, which has been a long-standing problem that has resulted in underrepresenting people throughout the community for years, to deal with the fact that we are not able to find qualified candidates in certain wards, and as a result, voters in those wards have no choice due to uncontested or uncompetitive elections.
Alex says the ward system doesn't deal well with low voter turnout in West Side wards or with population growth in the East Side wards. But Alderwoman Esther Pat, who spoke against at-large seats at the forum, doesn't buy a word of it.
The ward map and population distribution are really not... they're really phony issues in this whole discussion. I think everyone who's been paying attention knows that had the city council approved Mayor Satterthwaite's version of the ward map, the at-large question would not be on the ballot.
Pat sponsored the winning ward map last spring. Urbana council members overrode a mayoral veto to approve it. Mayor Todd Satterthwaite argued his map was fairer to East Side residents, but he now says even his map didn't go far enough, and that adding two at-large seats to the council is the best solution.
The real benefit of having at-large is that they have to have support from throughout the city rather than from just one neighborhood to get elected in a ward. It's my belief that that would be a benefit to the city in having that citywide perspective from a couple of council members.
Attending the forum was Ben Grosser, who says at-large seats are a nice idea in theory, but they haven't worked well in practice. Grosser, who works at the University of Illinois' Beckman Institute, is one of the leaders of the opposition to the at-large referendum.
One of the ideas that the proponents of at-large suggest is that at-large elections provide more choices for everybody. But it's clear if you look at the local history and 35 years of political science research that it won't provide more choices to everyone. It will provide more choices to some people. I am afraid that if you add two at-large seats, you're going to dilute the representation of minorities.
Grosser says minorities would have a harder time winning at-large seats than ward seats on the council because they'd have to spend more money campaigning and win over more white voters. But at-large supporters say citywide campaigning is not that expensive and that Urbana has already supported minority candidates on a citywide basis, such as city clerk Phyllis Clark. They say their goal is not to eliminate ward seats in Urbana, but to introduce a hybrid system, more like the one used in Champaign, which has had a mix of district and at-large council seats since the 1970s. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.